The federal coalition is using its decision to leave negative gearing untouched to launch a campaign accusing Labor of wanting to punish mum and dad investors. The opposition's plan would mean that from July next year, new investors could only negatively gear new properties. Yesterday, the coalition ruled out any changes to negative gearing, even though the Treasurer indicated earlier this year he could target excesses in it. So there is now a clear policy divide over tax policy on investment, and it's emerged as the first big election issue. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Once the Prime Minister announced there'd be no change to the Coalition's negative gearing policy, a social media campaign sprang up, including the message, Labor wants to punish mum and dad investors. ALP Senator Sam Dastyari dismisses it.
It's a desperate scare campaign that's factually wrong. It's amazing they're already resorting to these type of dirty tactics this early in the campaign period.
LNP backbencher Michelle Landry, who holds the marginal seat of Capricornia in Queensland, says leaving negative gearing untouched will help her.
I'm very happy about it. I had a forum in Rockhampton recently with real estate agents and owners, and they were very, very concerned about it. The worry was the impact it would have on just the average Australian trying to go ahead in their retirement, just your normal mums and dads, your teachers, your police officers, your office workers.
But Danielle Wood, a fellow at the Grattan Institute, which supports abolishing negative gearing, says that focus on mums and dads doesn't reflect the main users of the tax break.
Our analysis shows that certainly there are some middle income earners that negatively gear, but when you look at the distribution of tax benefits, they overwhelmingly go to high income earners. So about 50% of the tax benefits of negative gearing are going to the top 10% of income earners.
Greens housing spokesman Scott Ludlam says the government's decision to make no change to negative gearing means investors get an advantage and potential first home buyers are locked out.
For a while there was a proposal, I think they were toying with the idea internally of introducing a cap on negative gearing. Even that's been torn to pieces, so they're left with nothing. If the government cares about housing affordability, it knows that negative gearing and capital gains tax exemptions are the place to start on the demand side. Our proposal has been to wind back those unnecessary concessions and start ploughing some of the money into affordable housing and crisis support for people who are homeless.
Labor argues making new investors buy newly constructed property will increase the housing supply and boost affordability. Malcolm Turnbull's message is that it will drive down house prices.
This is not fine-tuning. This is a big sledgehammer they're taking to the property market.
But the Grattan Institute's Danielle Wood disagrees.
In reality, we think they're strongly overstating the effects.
She says even going further than Labor and scrapping the tax breaks would not have a major impact.
And our numbers show that at most the impact would be about 2%. So if you put that in context of growth in prices of about 7% a year for the past 15 years, it really is just a blip. It makes it somewhat more affordable, but again, that effect can be overstated.
Ms Wood says going further than Labor and completely abandoning negative gearing would free up about $5 billion a year. She says leaving it in place means the government has to find other revenue.
If you leave these tax concessions in place, that means that if you want to repair the budget, you're going to have to raise more taxes elsewhere, or you're going to have to cut spending if you're serious about doing something about the budget deficit.
Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.